Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for being part of my day, and if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been here already today, I wish you could tell the folks who just tuned in what a great time you've already had. I know you have. I know it's been like a dream come true, and those of you who just tuned in, welcome aboard, and buckle your seatbelts, because we're going to, and pull your chin strap tight, because we're going to have a good time with our good friend Tim Berry, the world's business planning expert, the president and the founder of Palo Alto Software. He's in New Orleans today, down there for a special event that we're going to talk about for a few minutes. Tim Berry, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. Very glad to be with you.
It's good to have you back, and le bon temps roulé.
Or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, that's the folks in New Orleans. One of the things about Southern Louisiana, South Louisiana, is they know how to party down there.
Well, I'm just working into it, Jim. I'm trying to figure out how to say Nolens.
No.
And yeah. That's step one. You got to do that first.
Well, just don't say New Orleans.
Yeah.
Or Louisiana. Don't say that.
Yeah, no, I'm working on it, but it takes a bit.
Right. Well, they'll give you a little bit of a break, especially if you buy them a hurricane.
Now that sounds like a specific geography joke.
It's a drink that, but don't drink too many of those things. But tell the audience why you're in New Orleans.
I'm attending the national convention of the SBDCs, as in Small Business Development Centers.
And this is the Association of Small Business Development Centers. This is the national organization is having their annual soiree, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They have it around this time every year.
And probably over 1,000 directors and employees of ASBDCs across the country are there to whoop it up for this week, aren't they?
1,300 SBDC people.
Wow.
In New Orleans this week. I don't know about whooping
you know
up.
You know the people in New Orleans don't say that, right?
Yeah. And if whoop it up means seminars on business planning and how to help small business people and things like that, then they're whooping it up.
Absolutely. Well, that's what
whooping
up.
It's a pretty dedicated group, I must say.
That's what whooping it up means in small business. Is you know we blend the partying with the fundamentals. One of the things that tell us about some of the things that the attendees are getting this week at this convention.
Lots of workshops, Jim. Workshops on cash flow, business planning, insurance problems for small business, how to teach people to start, how to keep people in business.
Help them get loans from a bank.
Hmm?
Help them work with a bank to get loans, get SBA loans, things like that.
It is a good opportunity to talk about SBDCs, which we do at Palo Alto Software on the website, because SBDCs are really an important, useful option for people who are looking for business help.
And there are hundreds of these things.
It's about 1,000 now, 1,000 locations in the United States. They're sponsored by, paid for by a combination of federal government, state government, and universities.
Right.
So they're usually affiliated with your local university or junior college, depending on the state.
Sometimes they're in proximity to a chamber of commerce. Occasionally you'll find that.
Yeah, frequently. So what they end up being for our audience is a very good resource for somebody looking for help. And we send people to the SBDCs all the time when they're wondering what the regulations might be for their local business. Do I need a permit?
Right.
Where do you think I can get funding? How can I get help with my business plan?
I've got an idea. I want to start a business from scratch. I have I've never been in business before. Folks, the SBDCs do a wonderful job, and that's one of the reasons why I'm proud of Tim and his company for supporting these people, because with 1,000 locations around the country, they serve lots and lots of small business owners, those who are small business owners and those who want to be. And they do a great service, and the price is anywhere from free to almost free.
Yes, their pricing for these things, for example, at our local SBDC, you can go get courses in how to start a business, how to manage your business better, or how to do a business plan, or similar type topics. And they'll charge like $20 or $30 for a 10-week course that meets every Tuesday night. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just nominal, folks. And in fact, if it were any less, you'd be ashamed of yourself for showing up without paying something. But, Tim, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Tim Berry is our guest, and his company is Palo Alto Software. And as you know, they're one of our sponsors. In fact, they were our original sponsor, and we really appreciate their support of all the things that we do here at the Small Business Advocate Show. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Here's Tony Williams with the Platters to take us out.
And to make the darkness bright.
We're back, 17 till, and at the point in time that you decide that you might as well jump, and Tim Berry is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Tim, I've seen, he's president of Palo Alto Software. I've seen people when I was a business consultant before I started doing this. I had, people come to my office and they were ready to jump. They said, I want to be a small business owner. I want to do it now. And I try to slow them down a little bit. And one of the ways I would slow them down would be to encourage them. Because these are people who literally, somebody had to say, this is a football. You know what I mean? They knew virtually nothing about being a business owner. And they couldn't afford to hire me to help them in most cases. These are newbies. And so I would send them to the Small Business Development Center. And I'd say, you need to go over there and see the folks at the Small Business Development Center here. These are their names. They're good folks. They will help you. They've got a library there. They've got resources. They're tapped into a network of resources and organizations that can help you, companies that they can recommend, and they can work with you with banks and on and on and on. And I would send them over there. And here's what I would say to them, Tim. Go there and get as much as you can out of them, and then come back and tell me what you've learned. I'd like to, and I'll help you at that point.
Yeah, and then you have a wonderful economics that work, because over there they specialize in that, and they are paid already. They're not depending on their consulting fees or what have you, and that's what they do. What they do for a living is help people start and run their small business. I mean, not that they all have to be small. I think the hope is some of them grow to be medium or large, too, which would be fine with the SBDC.
Right.
It's funny, our local one in Eugene, Oregon, actually formally renamed itself by changing all its literature and programs and so on, BDC instead of SBDC, because they decided they didn't want to necessarily have the small in their name.
Wow.
They're still serving small business, however.
Right. I've not seen that before.
Yeah,
but even if you're in business, as Tim is noting here, particularly for example in Eugene, Oregon, even if you are already in business, typically I think, Tim, we do think of the SBDCs as sort of startup, the startup helpers more than say somebody who's already emerged and they're becoming more of an enterprise organization where they're growing and they got a couple of dozen employees or maybe even more. Typically, we don't think of the SBDCs that way, but that's probably a mistake, isn't it?
Well, certainly in some places with some programs, that's a mistake. Like the one that I'm talking about has a program that they meet for 2 hours. They, being a group of existing businesses, meets for 2 hours twice a month for 2 years in this program about managing their business. And they go through bookkeeping, and they go through planning, and they go through how to deal with employees.
So they kind of become a board of directors for each other?
Well, this is in a class setting, so it's more as if it were a substitute for a business school or MBA degree or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's, in this case, framed in a way that a person who's running a small business can actually go there. It's not taking that much time.
Right.
But they find people interested in going through the basics. So many of us start up the business because we can, because we have the customers, because we have the interest, and it just gets rolling. And we don't have the time or the background to go through, well, here's the right way to do the bookkeeping. And
right.
God knows.
And understanding the difference between cash flow and accounting.
Yeah.
That's
a
biggie, isn't it?
That's the main one, yes.
Of all the things, if you create a business plan, ladies and gentlemen, when you create a business plan, if you said to me, okay, tell me where the aha moment is. Tell me where the moment will happen, what it will look like when I say, whatever time I've spent, whatever money I've spent, whatever effort I've expended on this business planning process, it was all worth it because of this. I will tell you, it's the moment that you realize the difference between cash flow and accounting.
Boy, I'll vote for that. Absolutely.
That's the aha moment, isn't it?
Now, and that's the workshop that I do in this seminar is exactly about that. So it makes me feel better to have the room overflowing, actually, when I do my workshop on how to predict cash flow.
Right. What have you been teaching them?
Exactly the indicators of cash flow, how to teach it. We give them examples, how to show people, because it is this core critical problem, because it's so often a hidden problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pointing out, for example, that service companies are less likely to have problems than product companies, and that product companies are way more likely to have problems than they realize until they start getting into it, because the way the working capital works.
And that's because of inventory and accounts payable, that kind of thing? Is that what
you're saying? Main difference between service companies and product companies is inventory, and then the other element of it for startup is a product is normally going to take more money before it starts for design, prototype, packaging,
right,
channels of distribution. So they get hit twice.
Well, and when a small business experiences that, that's when they understand why when something comes to the market new from, say, a big company, it costs more than it will 2 years from now. You got to pay for that R&D, don't you?
They don't have a choice.
Yeah.
There's that whole cycle. And what the SBDCs are doing and what I'm helping them with workshops is you need to be able to know that ahead of time.
Hold on to that thought, Tim. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Tim Berry, the president of Palo Alto Software. Business Plan Pro is their primary product. We're going to give him the website in just a few minutes. Tim Till, stay with us.
To my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around.
We're back.
And I saw my reflection.
7 Till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and Tim Berry is our guest. He's president of Palo Alto Software, and he's in New Orleans, Louisiana today. Or as they say down there, New Orleans, Louisiana. And he is at the Association of Small Business Development Centers conference in that great city, and they're talking. He's actually training these SBDC professionals on how to teach business planning. And I'm glad you're doing that, Tim. That's a great service that you're doing. By you showing up at that at your own expense, and I know the other thing that you're doing is you're giving each one of these SBDCs a copy of your software.
Yes,
of your Business Plan Pro. 5.0, right?
Yes, the new 2005 version.
You're giving away 1,000. I think we need to remind people of this. They don't know this. But, folks, when you talk about companies putting their money where their mouth is, he's giving away 1,000 copies to these SBDCs around the country so they can do a better job of helping you with your business plan when you go to ask them for help. So, Tim, on behalf of small business owners across the country, we thank you.
Well, we do what we can, and with doing that, then it makes it more likely that they'll be able to help somebody in our audience
right,
who wants to do a business plan and comes in and, well, here I'm working with Business Plan Pro, and here's where I see is the important part for my plan. they'll be able to read the plan, too, and give them useful help.
Absolutely, and we appreciate it. And give us your website, please.
www.paloalto, P-A-L-O-A-L-T-O, like the town in California, paloalto.com. So it's triple tub, paloalto.com.
Check it out when you get a chance. And also, he's got an outstanding site called bplans.com where you can go and see real-life business plans. Right, Tim?
Some new tools on bplans, too. The cash calculator gives you the same output as Business Plan Pro in a summary form, looking at this cash flow problem where we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If you put in, well, I'm going to sell this much and I'm going to be this profitable, but I'm going to wait this long to get paid and I need this much inventory, it gives a prediction of cash flow month by month.
Hmm.
That's a free thing, like everything else at bplans.com. All of that is free for people who are interested in starting a business or doing a business plan or getting a business financed.
Right. And so, folks, check that out at bplans.com when you get a chance. A lot of really good information. There's 60-plus business plans of real plans that were successful. Okay, Tim, what is one of the most important things that you're leaving your students there, your charges this week at the ASBDC's conference, when you teach them about cash flow and business planning? What's one of the things that you're leaving them with?
I'd say the most important thing that I'm trying to teach is that cash flow isn't intuitive, but can be predicted. What it takes is the patience to look at the assumptions, look at the inputs, and know ahead of time that profits are an accounting concept. Money is either in the bank or isn't. So we're looking at how you can see this ahead of time, and it has to do with factors like, are you selling to other businesses? Do you need inventory? And do you have to develop the product before you send it to market?
Mm-hmm.
Those things come together with very predictable cash flow, but because in the Western world we think in profits, in terms of profit and loss, we don't understand the cash flow automatically until we lay it out. And if you lay it out in sort of a mathematical way.
Horizontally. It's got to be horizontal,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Month by month.
It's got to be timelined.
Then it becomes very predictable, but
and
you have to take the time. You don't do it in your head.
That's right. And once you, folks, if you ever get your hands on a dynamic electronic spreadsheet like Palo, like the Business Plan Pro has, where you can see how every action has an equal and opposite reaction, or maybe even a more equal reaction. Once you see that, that is a power that you feel in your hands, Tim. I remember the first time many, many years ago when I first understood how this worked, and it was a major aha moment, and it changed my life in the marketplace.
Well, here's the life change you don't want.
You got 30
statistic
seconds.
From the SBA that in some recent year, 43% of the companies that went under were profitable when they did.
Yep. Say that again, Tim.
43% of the companies that failed that year, it was 97 or 98, whichever year it was, 43% of the companies that failed were profitable when they went under.
You can succeed yourself right out of business if you don't manage the cash flow. Tim Berry, thank you for being here. Good job today. Congratulations, and thanks again for all the help you're giving the SBDCs there. That's good for everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the invitation.
Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.